having an escape is a good thing. I'm happy to say that ghost stories for me are a big escape. I've always loved them. I still escape with ghost stories when I'm feeling stressed. I will be one that will go and try and YouTube old episodes of Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell from the 90s that have ghost stories on, because it's a fun escape. We need those escapes, even when sometimes the content of the escapes is scary, or at least it used to be. Now it's like, tell me about ghosts. That sounds safe and sane. And yeah, so I'm happy that we can be an escape for you guys. I'm honored by that. Today, we got three great ghost stories for you to escape with. A woman's memory of a horrific paranormal event is triggered by a seemingly harmless object. And a mysterious hand, yes, a hand, appears to a family, scaring them half to death, but leaving them even more horrified when they find a severed hand in their backyard. And a young man is tormented in the haunted house he shares with friends, none knowing how to solve the problem of the haunting. Those stories today on EPP bonus episode number 334 of Real Ghost Stories Online. My name's Tony Bruschi. Stay with us. It's funny how our memories can be triggered by objects. Objects that otherwise really would have very little significance sometimes to anyone other than ourselves. But when that happens, when an object has that significance, and let's say it was sitting in a room where something traumatic happened, seeing that very object years later can bring back floods of memories. And if it's traumatic, it cannot be sometimes the greatest experience. It can cause panic attacks. It can cause all sorts of things in one's mind. Especially when it's attached to something that you just can't quite explain what happened. Something paranormal, something terrifyingly paranormal, something predatory. That's what happens in our next story. Memories flooding back after one woman experiences something horrifying in the dark. Take a listen. Hey guys, sorry I've not been around. Had a girlfriend and worked plenty of hours. I'm sure you guys know how that goes. The reason for me writing is not because of the holiday season. If anything, it's my yearly thing to hear your podcast from around September till Christmas. So anyhow, when I was a kid, my babysitter was my godmother. She was a punk rocker to the point I thought her natural hair color was green. She spent most of her time convincing me her brother was an alien. That would be my Uncle Jim. He does not look like an alien, but around the time he joined the army, I swore he was from outer space. She also convinced me the moon was made of cheese. If I jumped high enough, my shadow would disappear. If I held my breath, I could be invisible from monsters. She basically had a healthy imagination when she was young. Other than her brother, she made up things that never made me feel scared of monsters or anything remotely creepy. Now, one day she mentioned something very odd. She asked me about this decoration I had in my bedroom. It was some red Garfield thing that had bulletin board written on the top, and it was basically like the size of a board game. The thing that caught my attention was not that I remembered it. It was a memory I had of the decoration. Let me explain why I remember this board, because I recall it being in the show, Small Wonder. It was on the boys' closet door when I was watching the show. What makes it more interesting is that it was always hidden on the inside of my closet for some reason. I even recall throwing it away just because I didn't think it'd be something worth money or anything. I like Garfield, but I didn't want it. The show only reminded me that it existed. I watched the show and think to myself, hey, I had one of those when I was a kid. I don't recall too many other children who had it, but I had one. I even searched for it online, and people still sell them for probably $50 or whatever, just so people can chase stuff they owned as children. screw paying that much cash for one, but yeah, they exist. She recalled that decoration in my bedroom and swears to me, obviously as an adult, that she drove to my house and saw some odd-looking shit before going to my house. I'm guessing she was no older than 19 at the time. The time she was 21, she had already had my younger cousin. For some reason, she remembers it was before her son was born. She got out of her car and was being stalked by someone. What made it creepy was he was not walking. Regardless of people flying drones around these days, there was no sound and it happened way too long ago. This happened back in 86 or 87. She drove to babysit me and said she could not go back for whatever reason, and she was always allowed to sleep in my bedroom with me. Probably 4 years old at the time, so obviously it was not a problem. To be honest, I liked it when she slept in my bedroom because she'd sleep on a couch, I had a television there, and Johnny Carson was the man. She remembered it differently. I only remember her freaking out in front of me like I'm some magic guy to solve all her problems when I just liked being around her. To be honest, I was proud of myself that day because I organized my Nintendo games alphabetically. This was later ruined by some idiot my mom allowed in my bedroom when I was not home, but for now, I was proud of myself. I remember her hiding in my closet for some reason, which I did not understand why. During the time, I thought she was playing a game with me. But in reality, she was scared. I did not get a chance to ask her what was wrong. She was crying and only managed to grab me like a teddy bear and hug me when I got close. It did not bother me. I eventually got up and watched Johnny Carson and fell asleep on my bed. Now, when you're a kid, you forget shit easily. I woke up with her freaking out of my closet, but I think this was when she noticed that Garfield board thing in my closet and woke up. Just remember, she woke me up. I did not say anything. It was one of those moments where you're scared and you can only look. She was wide awake. It was around 5 a.m. when she woke up, and I was worried about her. Not much you can do when you're that old, so she took me downstairs to get some breakfast and hoped she did not wake up everyone in the house. She did not wake everyone up. Or if they did, they ended up going back to sleep, but I did not know what to expect out of her. One minute she's calm, the next she's freaking out in the closet. I was only glad I did not fall asleep on her in there. Who knows, she could have beaten me stupid, and I would not have been able to share the story with you guys. Now, I do remember her bugging me that day, but my mind was focused on cartoons. I only remember eating something, then probably Thundercats and Silverhawks, so that part of my mind went to crap, but it is also why I recall when I talked to her after I got older. Her memory of this was way different, and it's likely because I was only a kid that my story ended up sounding like the innocent one, still sticking to my story of what happened. I've mentioned everything I knew about it, but here's her story. Her memory was enjoying a party. She dropped off her friends who stayed over. Later, they all walked to some donut store, and on her walk, the home was when she saw someone follow her. This was during the time serial killers were big, so she ran to her car. She recalled him being tall, but once again, he did not move his legs. He was not running. There was no sound, not even breathing, but he was closing in on her. As soon as she opened her car door, she slammed it behind her and was screaming as she turned it on. What makes this creepy was how he ended up running next to her and banged on her driver's side window as she screamed and drove away. I do not know about you guys, but for something not making noise to run faster than a skinny teenager sounds messed up to me. This was when she did not remember most of the night. It was like a zombie state. That's going to wrap up the preview portion of Real Ghost Stories Online, EPP bonus episode number 334. Greatly appreciate you listening. If you want to hear the rest of it and find out what exactly happens with this triggering event, become an extra podcast person, sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. You also hear about a mysterious hand that appears to a family. Yes, a hand, like thing. Scares them half to death. Even more horrified when they find a severed hand in the backyard. Also, a young man is tormented in the haunted house that he shares with many friends. None know how to solve the problem. Be interested to hear exactly what they attempt while living there. Those and more. When you become an extra podcast person, get access to all 334 bonus episodes, advanced episodes of our program released to you before everybody else. Usually weeks or months before their release, all commercial free. Also access to the archive of episodes for you to binge away on. If you'd like all that, help keep us on the air, check out ghostpodcast.com and sign up, or through patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.